Wait, can you pull up the lights for a second? Let me just tell you that this right here is something that we could never for a second take for granted, and we're so grateful. And I was thinking about this the other night, and you know, to look around and to see you all and to see this crowd, our town, our neighborhood, our city. You know, and we pass each other in our cars, you know, bringing our kids to school and going to the grocery store, and you know, we're in the car next to you, and I always think it's funny when I hear someone else playing our music and rocking out, and then I try to get their attention, but they're too busy. Oh well. See you next time. And to see us here tonight, and to have seen us all together on Tuesday, and all in this big room, you know, these kind of nights, our commonality is music, but every day our commonality is life. A roof over our head, food for our kids, ourselves, the ability to raise and educate a child, the freedom to love any gender, any identity. We are so very much the same in our needs. We are unified tonight in music, but every day we are unified with the simple things. And let me scream this out. We cannot let ourselves be divided. To have the ability and the microphone to communicate, it's not a gift, it's a responsibility. And we would like to use it to say, damn it, we're being divided. And we should not be. We should not be. With all this chaos, we need to come together amongst all the chaos. Whoever. It's insidious. We can't let it happen, and we should refuse to be used by a desperate politician. Any politician. And we should remind ourselves that the people have the power. Thank you, Patti Smith. Never have truer words been spoken. Because when we're divided, look, world leaders need to be held accountable. We outnumber them. And if we let ourselves be divided, and it's easy to feel overwhelmed, you can be guaranteed that any kind of apathy will be taken advantage of. We will be divided by fear. We can't let it happen. We will be spun out by misinformation and driven apart. We cannot let that happen. So, if we can get together as a people, as humans on this rarest of all planets with our powerful lives and say we will not be divided and we will not be used because there is no them, there is us. So reach out, be active, vote, obviously, and vote policy. And let's not get trapped in this game of division. Things are pretty fucked up right now. But it's 2024, man. We are living in the future, and with tech and AI, we have to step up as organic human beings and demand that our human needs are being looked after. And if you are someone who is dividing us, we divide from you. We can't not say anything. Thanks for letting us say something. But we're not gonna apologize for being hopeful, and we're not gonna quit, and hope dies last. And this is an important time. These are important days in history. So let's look alive. At our best, we are a beautiful people on a beautiful planet. I see, I witness, I feel love. There is no them, there is us. Let love and unity win the day.